I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle.
I'm here with my friend John Lunger for the Improvised Wikipedia podcast.
Yeah, I forgot to say welcome.
Well, that's fine. People know what they subscribe to.
Hopefully.
Who do you think a lot of people are listening to podcasts accidentally?
No.
No, like everyone listening right now is doing it on purpose.
I hope so.
You know what this is,
listener. It's the podcast where we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time. We're all tied up with Wikipedia because last episode we didn't focus
barely.
It was technically an episode, but we did not do what
sure
we set out to do.
Talk into microphones for about half an hour.
Oh boy, oh boy. So we're recording in my office, which is our impromptu studio, and on my office I have a crocodile dentist game.
You do.
You poke the teeth down, and like one of them will let the jaw like snap shut.
Yeah.
And you just can't stop touching it. It makes noise.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is I wanted to figure out if there was a pattern, and there is, and it just goes to the next tooth. It's really a letdown.
Well, yeah, it's a simple children's toy.
I know, but
how are you going to randomize that, son?
You can figure it out if you wanted it bad enough.
Yeah, to MSRP for like $5? No way, man.
Who makes this? Winning Moves Games? I got some notes on your toy.
Who hurt you?
A crocodile. At a very young age.
Well, do you want to focus this week and actually do it?
Let's
set out to
really
task. Because we know we can do it. We've done a ton of these.
Yeah.
You ready?
I am.
All right. I've got 30 suggestions.
I have 10 suggestions.
You want to use yours or you want to use mine?
I think we used yours last time.
We did. You want to use yours?
Yeah.
All right. So I will give you...
I need a number from 1 to 10.
1 to 10. Let's go with lucky number 7.
Really hoping you would say 3. Which was my friend Mike Winter's suggestion of U.S. Acres.
I don't know. What, I don't.
It was the other cartoon on Garfield and Friends.
What?
With the pig, and his friend was a duck, and his one friend was a little baby chick, and then his friend was a little
pretty
chick.
Sure I turned it off when it wasn't
Garfield.
It
was
Garfield.
A little egg with legs sticking out.
I vaguely remember that. I do remember that.
I don't remember very much about it other than those things, but I sure did watch a lot of that show. All right, this one comes from comedian Connor McCrone. He wants to know about epaulette sharks. E-Paul-E-T-T-E sharks. Epaulette? Is that how you spell epaulettes?
I don't think so. I think there's an I in epaulette. Like the epaulette being the weird shoulder thing in garments.
This is E-P-A-U-L-E-T-T-E sharks.
Sharks. Epaulette. So it's a kind of shark.
It's another shark.
Why do people like, I mean, this is like the Shark Week phenomenon, right? People love sharks.
We've done tiger sharks?
We did tiger sharks at the CSX Improv Comedy Festival one year.
Yeah, I think it was last year.
Might have been,
a live episode.
Yeah.
Not sure that we've done another type
of
shark. Did
we do hammerhead? I think we might have done hammerhead.
I think we might have talked about hammerhead.
Yeah, that's probably.
We were talking about street sharks.
Oh, street sharks.
Now,
I want a live action reboot of that.
Are one of these a street shark?
No.
Because it was great white, hammerhead,
tiger.
Mako, tiger shark.
Yeah.
That's the lineup for street shark?
Duh.
Mako's the one I'm not sure about.
Yeah.
Feels
right.
Probably. Epaulette shark.
So is it a capital E or is it a lowercase?
Capital E.
Okay. Did he capitalize shark?
No.
Okay,
but
so.
He pluralized it, so there's not just one.
Well, that's good. So we know this is a type of shark.
It's not endangered. Because there's lots of them.
Well, there's at least
two. That's what the S means, right?
Yeah, there's at least two. Hey, do you think that it's a name that is named after somebody? That's why I'm going with the capital E. Or do you think he is just a sloppy typer?
It could have just been, you know, like when you go to type something in, first letter is going to be auto-capped regardless.
Right.
And I feel like he knows a lot about this, but we don't.
He knows more than we do.
He is, I believe, a marine biologist or has a degree in it and is not a professional one yet, but probably will be.
I mean, I'm an amateur marine biologist. I like fish.
I'm not a big fan.
Oh, they're delicious.
Ho, 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 ho. It's a lazy, easy joke.
Yeah, you're the dad, too. You should be doing those. Hey-o. I mean, like, do you think this is named after the person who, air quote, discovered it?
Doug Epaulette?
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know what that word is. If it's not the thing on your shoulders in a uniform, then I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what it is.
And I, truthfully, I don't know how that's spelled. I think there is an
I've
I
I've spelled
in it
out loud two times.
No, no, the thing that's on your shoulder. Okay. I don't know the correct way to spell that. So I, but like, even if it was referencing that, what would that mean to the shark?
It means it's got dope little fringes on its
shoulders. Shoulders? Yeah, yes. Yeah. Oh, it's got real beefy shoulders for a
maybe
shark.
Maybe on its fins?
It's like a big bicep hanging off.
So it's
instead of a fin, and yeah, instead of the great white shark fin at the top, right? It's just got a beefy bicep sticking out there.
Yeah, like King Shark.
Yeah,
it was
DC Comics, right?
Yeah, in the upcoming Suicide Squad movie, the sequel, portrayed by I want to say Steve Agee, is King Shark.
Sure,
he's a shark with just like human arms.
He's a street shark.
He's a street shark, essentially. Yeah.
But this would be, instead of having the fin, we're moving one of those biceps to the top of its head,
well,
calling it an epaulette.
I was
going to
say where the fin connects, maybe there's like a brilliant marking or something.
A brilliant marking or like a bulbous tumor, maybe?
Maybe. Like a little extra flap?
Extra cartilage, perhaps?
Maybe a little extra cartilage fin?
Maybe.
Like, you know how...
To show its successful military career?
Yeah, like how wing on airplanes have winglets, those
yeah.
little things that turn up
yeah.
the end of the wing really
yeah.
makes it better.
Yeah. Do they have a function?
Does yeah, it makes those? It use less fuel. I don't exactly remember why, but they do.
I thought it was because planes like to be fancy boys.
They're pretty fancy. It makes the plane work better.
Mm.
I forget exactly why.
So those are the two paths that we have to choose. I think right now we have to pick our path. It's either... describing the actual shark or it's named after somebody.
Right. And the thing is, we don't know anything about either one.
Right.
Ooh, maybe it's named after someone who has really beefy shoulders and has like brilliant marketing.
Maybe then maybe it's, I guess you could posit that if it's named after a person, maybe that person is related to the person who invented epaulettes.
Yeah. Like one of them was a fashion designer and then their nephew was a shark hunter.
Have we considered the option that Connor just might not know what the fuck he's talking about and just not a...
Like Connor's got a paper on these bad boys do and instead of looking it up, he's turning to us.
I mean, we are a resource.
Ooh, yeah. Man, listeners, please don't
put that pressure on us.
Or do it. Do it. Cite us in your bibliography.
Here's the thing. Here's
you
the thing,
cowards.
Though. Like... So far, if you look at the score, we're just as good as Wikipedia.
Yeah, because your teachers are going to tell you, hey, don't cite Wikipedia as a source in this class.
But they're not going to say don't cite the
no
improvised Wikipedia podcast as a source.
In the history of academia. Yeah. No one's ever said, hey, don't let Glenn and John do your work for you.
Yeah, so start of that new semester, when you get that syllabus and you start looking at those papers you got to write, you reach out to your boys. We'll take care of you.
We'll do it.
We'll do it.
We'll write your term papers. We will do as much research as we do for an episode of this show.
Oh, no doubt.
But we'll do them.
Yeah.
You'll fail. And you'll be asked
hold up.
To leave college because
I
you're
mean,
not allowed to have other people write your term papers for you.
Oh, that's true.
We'll do it. We'll keep it on the down low. We won't tell nobody. We'll probably do an episode. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, but we'll
be like, Connor paid us to write his epaulette shark paper. Paid us $8. It's the going rate, baby.
All right. I'm just going to put a flag in the ground.
Stake your claim.
We're going to make it because that, like that, the cartilage or like flare thing. That's what we're going to go with.
Cool.
I'm going to say it's not a very big shark. Because
I was also thinking kind of a tiny shark.
Yeah, because big sharks get all the press, right? They get all of the horror movies.
Like
they get all the shark.
You could wear one on
yeah.
your epaulets.
Yeah, you know,
I guess
like,
two. You would need two.
These are the sharks that are in the please touch tanks at the aquarium.
Yeah. Oh, they love it.
Right? Oh, they're like, oh yeah, pet me, baby.
It's not like Finding Dory where they all hate little kid hands. These bad boys, ooh, they love getting touched.
Mm, love it, love it, love it, love
pet
it.
Pet them like a kitty cat. Yum,
yeah.
yum, yum.
I have a new kitty cat.
I saw.
Yeah, he's going to be one in May. He's
what's
a little
that little dude's name?
We named him Pimento. We call him Pim.
I was going to say Pip. I remember I was.
Yeah, oh, he's great. Yeah, I'm not sleeping so great because of it, because he doesn't give a fuck about anything.
Yeah. It's I'm not also not sleeping great because of my human child.
Yeah.
She's not good at sleeping.
Hmm. Sleep.
You know who's great at it? This guy, me.
You took three naps the other day.
Love it.
All right, so these are tiny little sharks.
They're little. They've got...
Like max out at like a foot long.
Yeah. You could easily smuggle one of these bad boys out of an aquarium in a duffel bag. Don't.
Don't.
Don't. Do
Don't.
It. Don't. But you, come on, you could line it and put some water in there.
Yeah, nice like double bag, hefty bag.
It's the kind of shark that you would see a news headline be like, man arrested trying to bring sharks on an airplane.
Right.
This is the kind of shark you sneak on an airplane.
It's the kind of shark that, like, a lesser Bond villain would have in an aquarium.
Yeah. Like a starter kit villain shark tank comes with these. You got to build up to a great white tank in your lair.
It's the kind of shark that you would read an article about a Florida man trying to insert it inside his rectum.
Mm. You probably don't.
Don't do that.
Don't. Yeah, because the shark skin, smooth one way, rough the other way. Right, you're going to hurt yourself.
I did not know that.
One way or the other.
Really?
Yeah, like if you're petting a shark,
yeah,
head to toe or tail. They don't have toes.
Yeah, like wiping your ass front to back, baby.
Don't go the other way.
Really?
Yeah, because it's not like scaled. It's like flappy.
Flappy?
Well, like you think of fish scales, right? If you pet a fish.
I don't do that very often, but okay.
But you know, if you did it, you go with the scales. It's nice. If you go the other way, it would be weird and bumpy.
Uh-huh.
Sharks, I think, is like rougher and is like will hurt you.
It's like wet, dry sandpaper?
Kind of, yeah.
Huh.
I've never rubbed a shark.
Yeah, I haven't
either.
But
I remember hearing this.
Huh.
So I heard it one time. I'm assuming it's 100% true. It's how facts work.
Yeah, when in the year 2020 it is.
I heard it once, and I don't remember under what context or who said it, but I believe it wholeheartedly, and I'll fight you if you disagree. Shark skin, don't rub it the wrong way.
Where do they live?
It'll cut you. In the water, John.
Ladies and gentlemen, professional comedian Glenn Tickle is very happy with himself right now. He is turning the color of a Diet Dr. Pepper soda cap.
Why would you ask where they live? It's obvious. It's obvious they live in the water, you dumb idiot.
Listen here, you filthy bitch. Are they freshwater sharks? Are they saltwater sharks?
Dumb piece of garbage.
This is going to be dead air of you wheezing. My God, someone gave you a comedy special. That's just... My gosh. How does it feel to know no one's ever going to laugh at you as hard as you're laughing at yourself right now? Oh, God. You okay? You good? You need a minute?
They live in the water. You stupid.
Take as much time as you need. It's cool. We're not on a clock here.
I was going to take a sip of my Diet Dr. Pepper, but I finished it.
Yeah. Okay. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Glenn.
Yes.
Do you think that they live in salt water or fresh water?
Salty.
Okay.
Like the tears I'm crying.
Yeah.
Of utter joy at my own joke.
Yeah, it's true. It's a good look. Do you think that they swim in tropical waters or?
Ooh, yeah, they like it brisk, baby.
Oh, so like northern.
Yeah.
Like these bad boys are swimming off the shores of Greenland.
Yeah, you make lutefisk out of these bitches.
Why do we gotta bring it back to pee, baby?
It's why? Not pee. We've established.
Oh
that.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, common misconception. Okay, so these are saltwater sharks that like it brisk. They don't grow very big.
No, they're little. They love getting touched.
Ooh, what's their favorite food?
Fingers. That's why they love getting touched.
Oh, that's not funny.
Why?
That's not nearly as funny as you're making it out to be.
Am I giggling a little bit at
yeah,
it?
Yeah. I'm okay with you laughing that hard for water.
For
not the finger joke. You're better than the finger
and
joke.
And almost having an asthma attack for telling you that sharks live in water.
I have an inhaler in here, but I wouldn't give it to you in that instance. You I would watch you. I would let you die, and then I would stack you in between two coins, pee on you, and turn you into a human battery.
I am. How dare. I'm not that permeable. Your battery wouldn't work.
Yeah, it's all right. Okay, so what else do we need
I
to say
about
these
things? I
think
they like
cold things?
Water. Yeah? I think they're pretty tiny. I think they like to eat probably little fishes. They eat sardines. Who gives a shit?
Well, Wikipedia gives a shit.
Fuck you, Wikipedia.
That ooh, good tagline. Improvised Wikipedia podcast. Fuck you, Wikipedia. Oh, let's do it. Let's make sure it's... I mean, what else we got?
I don't know. Who found them and when?
Doug Epaulette.
Doug Epaulette in 1418.
No. Let's go 1800s.
All right.
Let's go like when I'm gonna say like when like the British Empire was like trying to find the Northwest Passage. So like mid 1800s.
Cool. 1850, right in the middle.
Let's do it, baby.
Doug Epaulette's like, oh, look at that tiny shark with his weird extra fin.
Yep.
It's just like a little fin nubbin on top of his regular fin.
Just one?
No. On both
symmetrical?
Sides.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Because if it's symmetrical, it's okay.
All right. I got nothing else on the Epaulette shark, do you?
No, I mean, we went blind into this one. Not even kind of shark I'd heard of before. Yeah. Like tiger shark, we heard of tiger sharks.
Whoa, what if Connor's playing like a long con here, knows we're going to talk about it for 15 minutes and look it up and realize it's not a thing. And the Wikipedia page is written by him and it's like, this isn't real, you jackholes.
Oh.
That'd be so good.
I would.
Someone punk us that way.
I would retroactively give him an A++.
Oh, in life.
Comedy class that he took with me.
Oh, yeah? That's you did grades for that?
No, but I will if... Because that's commitment to a bit. Here, let me create a Wikipedia page.
So good.
Then suggest it to these two assholes until they do it. And then the Wikipedia page just says, hey, John and Glenn, you guys are dumb as fuck and we hate you.
Someone make that page. That's please. All I want.
That would be so funny. It's mean, but.
That's worth it, though.
I'll take, yeah. Do it in good humor. Like, Ben don't do it because Ben sucks, but like. Somebody else do it and we'll all have a good laugh about it.
I'm fine, completely fine if Ben does it. I think that'd be very funny.
Ben sucks.
Yeah, okay.
That funny corn idiot. He's at a corn concert tonight because he has shitty taste in music. And most things.
You wanna take a break? I got nothing else.
I have no more. I've made up all the facts I'm gonna make up about this shark, but
all right, well, let's step aside. We'll take a quick break, pay the bills, and when we come back, we'll pull up the official Wikipedia page for Epaulette Sharks.
Yep. We're here at Improvised Wikipedia Studios. I'm Glenn Tickle, here with guest host John Longer.
Guest host, how dare
you? Yeah, you got downgraded.
How dare you? Thanks. Thanks for having me, though.
Welcome. I was trying to do like an NPR voice.
Yeah, no, it worked. Thing. It was good. I liked it. It was different.
This week. The Improvised Wikipedia podcast is brought to you by Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah, a TV show for children made in the mid-80s is sponsoring our podcast this week, John.
What a whimsical ad.
Yeah.
What a whimsical adventure of a show that was.
So good. Do you have interesting tastes? Do you like kitsch, I think is a good way to describe Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Yeah, for sure.
To kitsch, you'll probably love it. Do you like a lot of puppets at once?
Are you a fan of the 1960s campy Batman, but want it modernized for the 1980s?
Do you want to see early Natasha Lyonne or Goldberg the goalie?
What?
Goldberg the goalie.
Yeah, from the Mighty Ducks?
Yeah, he was one of the Playhouse Gang, as was Natasha Lyonne.
I did not know that.
Yeah. together.
What an entertaining and educational tidbit.
So if you're
tidbit.
Playing 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Which I'm not.
There's a link right there. I don't know how you get to Natasha Lyonne or Goldberg the Goalie. Because I don't remember Kevin Bacon being in Russian Doll or Mighty Ducks. But there you go. They were together in the Playhouse Gang. My baby fucking loves Pee-wee's Playhouse so much.
I know. It's all you want to talk about,
man,
these days.
That's what I was thinking about it. It's she's gotten way into Frozen in the past week.
Sure, sure.
So that's what she's been asking for more. But, man, she still loves a good episode of Pee-wee.
Did you get to see the sequel, Frozen 2?
Yeah, I wasn't as into it. It's fine.
Yeah, it's good.
The songs don't do it for me.
They're not as good as the original.
Amelia, my older daughter, has been falling asleep to the Frozen 2 soundtrack because the baby only ever wants to watch Frozen. And she's like, I get it. Frozen's great, but we don't have to watch it every day. I'm like, I know, but you went through this phase too. So now you have to put up with it. That's your punishment for making me watch Frozen every day 2 years ago. Yeah, it's just really, like, I know people really like that Into the Unknown song. Does nothing for me.
I want a standalone movie about Sven. I don't want any people in it. I just want that goddamn reindeer.
Just a reindeer just going through the woods.
90-minute feature.
An adventure.
Oh, so good.
Sven's underused, and they lean too heavily on Olaf.
Yeah, Olaf kind of sucks.
Olaf in the first one, I'm there for. The second one, was he still hanging around? Go live your life, snowman.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Never thought I'd be defending Olaf in a commercial for Pee-wee's Playhouse, but I don't know, man. You ever heard of friendship? You ever heard of family?
No.
You've never heard of those things?
Do Wikipedia.
Go home and look them up, Glenn. Go home and look. Open your heart, you frigid snowman of a real boy.
He's a snowman that magically comes to life. And the one thing I realized in one of my many viewings of
Frozen, as opposed to naturally comes to life? You know, those snowmen that just come to life under
like
natural
Frosty,
circumstances.
Because it was a magic hat. Well, when Olaf walks into Anna's ice palace and she remembers that she used to make this snowman as a kid, and then they retconned Olaf in the Christmas special. But they're like, oh, yeah, we made him all the time. We made lots of Olafs. Olaf's been a thing our whole lives. No, he wasn't. You made him one time, and then you got ice blasted, and then that was it.
Does your family tire of you ruining things?
But
no, I'm asking, Elsa, do they?
No, they love it.
Okay.
Elsa, when she sees Olaf, she's like, I made you? He's like, yeah. And then they just keep going. There's like a small cutaway of Elsa like realizing she can create life. But then the next time she does it, she makes a giant snow monster to try to kill her sister and friends. To kick them out of the ice palace.
Yeah, I mean, family's annoying, man. I've
like,
been
she
there.
Didn't realize she could make life, and then she's like, let me make a big one that'll eat you.
Well, I mean, sometimes you just need that moment of inspiration, right?
I do like in the birthday one, when she sneezes because she's sick, she makes little snow babies. It's cute.
No idea what you're talking about.
They did
I don't need to know. Stop. No, don't care.
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Use promo code Cowboy Curtis at checkout for 17% off.
He's probably my daughter's favorite part. No, King of Cartoons, hands down, is my daughter's favorite part of Pee-wee's Playhouse.
And we're back, and I have in front of me the Wikipedia page for the Epaulette Shark. I pulled up the photo first. I gotta tell you, we're more right than wrong.
Yeah, it looks like, I mean, it's a marking, not a little thin, but...
Well, you said marking.
Yeah.
You did say, you did
we're
say
in
marking.
The same, we're in the ballpark.
We're not reading anything. We're just looking at the photo. Still it's like one of those catfish-like looking sharks.
Looks a little bit like a catfish. Looks a little bit like it's going to try to make you fall in love with it over the internet.
Oh, I see what you did there.
See what I did? That's a good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. That's fine.
Come on. It can't all be me telling
fine.
You sharks live in water.
It does sort of look like, it looks like the sidekick of a Disney villain.
Yeah, it's very eel-like.
Yeah.
Like, Ursula's got a few of these.
It's like a
bitches.
It's like a chonky eel.
Like a chonky eel. It looks like, this one looks like it's squinting at us.
Yeah. He's definitely up to some mischief.
Oh, this boy loves mischief. He's squirming around the bottom of some water because he's nasty.
The epaulette shark is a species of long-tailed carpet shark found in shallow tropical waters.
Carpet shark sounds like a venereal disease.
Carpet shark sounds like someone who likes cunnilingus.
I like yours better than mine.
Huh. Is a species of carpet sharks found in shallow tropical waters off of Australia and New Guinea.
I really flipped the coin on hot or cold. Yeah, it's so all right. Who gives a shit?
The common name of the shark comes from the very large white margined black spot behind each pectoral fin, which are reminiscent of military epaulets. I was wrong about how epaulets are spelled.
All right, yeah. But we said it, yeah. And we got the location right for where those would be.
Oh, yeah, the location of the spots. Yeah.
No, not where they live, mm-hmm. just on their body.
A small species, usually under a meter in length, so like up to 3 feet long, the epaulette shark has a slender body with a short head and broad paddle-shaped paired fins. The caudal penduncle to which the tail fin is attached.
Gotta attach that penduncle.
Oh,
baby.
I love a caudal penduncle. I wonder if caudal penduncle is on Urban Dictionary.
It's about to be.
Oh, yeah.
You know what is on Urban Dictionary?
What's that?
Up the North Mountain.
I'm not familiar with that phrase.
It's in Frozen. Anna tells Kristoff, she says, take me up the North Mountain. And it's right. on Urban Dictionary as exactly what you think.
Wow.
Urban Dictionary thinks that phrase means.
So that was more fun than I thought it was going to be. Why do you know that?
Because I watch Frozen twice a day with my baby daughter.
Uh-huh, but then,
not the whole thing. But I feel like if I say I show my one-year-old daughter a whole movie twice a day, people
right.
that's
but like,
3 hours of TV.
No, I get that part of it. But like, why do you know the Urban Dictionary part of it?
Well, because the 1,000th time that I heard Anna say, take me up the North Mountain, I giggled at it. And I thought, have other people thought that means what I'm now thinking it means? And then I looked it up and it sure does.
Huh. So the caudal penduncle comprises over half of the shark's length. Adults are light brown above with scattered darker spots and indistinct saddles. Epaulette sharks have nocturnal habits and frequent shallow water on coral reefs or in tidal pools. The shark has evolved to cope with the severe nighttime oxygen depletion. The shark has evolved to cope with the severe nighttime oxygen depletion in isolated tidal pools. That was a weird one. By increasing blood supply to its brain and selectively shutting down non-essential neural functions. It is capable of surviving complete anoxia for an hour without ill effects, and at a much higher temperature than most other hypoxia-tolerant animals. Rather than swim, epaulette sharks often, quote, walk by wriggling their bodies and pushing with their paired fins. The species feeds on a wide range of small benthic invertebrates and bony fishes. Oh, benthic. Epaulette sharks are oviparous, with females depositing pairs of egg capsules around every 14 days from August to December. And due to their hardness and small size, epaulette sharks are popular with both public and home aquaria. The International Union for...
So we were right about that villain thing.
Yeah. The International Union for Conservation of Nature, the IUCN, has assessed this species as least concern.
We don't give a fuck about these little dudes.
As outside of the small aquarium trade, it is of little interest to fisheries.
We don't care about these jerks at all.
Well, I think that's a way of saying they're not in danger because nobody eats them.
Which I think we said.
Yeah.
Because Connor said the plural. So we're like, oh, there's a million of them. They're not even a little bit in danger.
So let's pause really quick and just talk about the opening paragraph, because we've kind of settled on that being a really strong metric in terms of where we're going head to head.
Yes. Right, because it's you know, we're giving it 25 minutes, a half hour. We're not going to get into every detail of every topic.
Right.
But we'll give you a brief overview, like the opening paragraph of a Wikipedia page.
I'll go through some highlights of the rest of the page, though. But like, how do you think we stack up? I mean, we got a lot right, not knowing anything about this.
We knew these idiots were tiny.
Yep.
I said the marking by the fin.
Mm-hmm.
Got that. That's like the main thing, because that's where their name comes from and why they're called that.
Right, we got their approximate size. We got what they eat. We were right about them being popular for aquariums.
Yeah, we were wrong about where they were found. I think I did say shallow water at some point.
We did.
I might have just thought it.
I feel like
I
we did,
felt
though.
Like in my heart they love.
But we put these babies in Greenland. We could. I don't think we could have been farther off.
No.
For New Zealand and Australia. We didn't have the tidal pool or the coral reef aspect.
No,
of
none
it,
of that. They hate oxygen stuff.
Yeah. Not they're, that they hate oxygen. They're capable of dealing without it.
Do you
it.
Think it's a sex thing for them?
Why do you ask that about everything? No, I don't.
Do you think they like to like look how long I can deprive myself of oxygen?
Yeah. So this is the autoerotic asphyxiation
yeah,
shark? No.
Yeah, they love it. They nasty.
No, they don't. Stop.
They love it.
Stop.
They do that shit for an hour.
No, they can. It doesn't mean
and
they
do.
Well, because they get stuck in tidal pools.
They go in tidal pools because they horny.
Yeah, and then potentially
every
the tide recedes and they get stuck in the tidal pool and it doesn't replenish the oxygen at the same rate as the rest of the ocean. So they got to move their blood around to their brain so they don't stroke out like
yeah,
your boy
they
John.
Wiggle. They just wiggle on the floor.
Oh, boy.
Wiggle, wiggle.
All right, so rest of this page, here's the taxonomy part of it. The epaulette shark was originally described as Squalus ocellatus.
I like that we've given up on trying to do that.
Yeah, I mean,
because I feel
like
how many
shit?
Times can we admit we don't know the categories of taxonomy,
there's,
and we're never going to get them
but
right.
There, no, but there's a great mnemonic device in Community that I now remember. That Pierce does is a great segment. Kevin, please come over for gay sex. And then they're like, why not just make it Karen and great sex? Ah, so good. I'll never forget it. But yeah, we should give up because we don't know Latin. Fuck that. It's not practical for us to know Latin.
See, I don't even know what the letters are. Kingdom, phylum, ferns.
Karen, please come over. Karen, kingdom, please,
yeah.
phylum, come.
I don't know. I thought F was there. Jeez.
Class.
Over. Order.
Yep.
Four.
Family.
Oh, it was for family. I completely forgot.
And then G for
genus. Species.
Yeah. I like that. I actually had an applicable community
you nailed
reference.
It, yeah. For as many times as we bring it up, and for no reason, it's nice that we had a reason.
Yeah. Also, Squalus. Ocellatus is actually way better. I like Squalus. It was by French naturalist Pierre Joseph Bonnetaire in 1788.
Did you ever get a Bonnetaire in middle
every
school
morning.
And get called up to the blackboard?
No, not when I got called up to blackboard, no.
And you're like, oh, I don't want everybody to see my Bonnetaire.
No. The name was later changed to the currently valid Hemicillium ocellatum. I'm not saying that second one right, but I know
don't
you're
think
all shocked.
The first one right either.
Hey-o! Distribution and habitat. The range of the epaulette shark extends from the southern coast of New Guinea to the northern coast of Australia, as far south as Sydney. The Capricorn Bunker Group of the Great Barrier Reef contains a particularly large population.
Oh, they love it over there.
Oh, yeah. They do prefer tidal pools, coral flats, and stands of staghorn coral.
Yeah, because they're joke stroking in there.
The epaulette shark has an elongated body. The snout is short and rounded with the nares placed at the tip along with a pair of tiny barbells. There
it's kind of like a piercing?
I guess. There are grooves running from the nares to the mouth.
What are the nares?
I don't know.
Like
you want me to
nostrils?
Click? You want to know?
What's a nares?
Yeah, it refers to nostrils.
Why don't you say nostril in Wikipedia? Because it's shark?
Can we talk about the picture on the nostril Wikipedia page
good.
Real quick?
It's accurate, but it's not pleasing.
I appreciate that they at least cut the hair out. ooh, let's talk about the anal fin.
Oh, please. Finally, something I'm into.
The anal fin is low and positioned just in front of the caudal fin. I want to know more about it. Biology and ecology is a section. Feeding, they're a predator on crustaceans and small bony fish. They do eat some crabs as well. Their mating window is July through December.
Well, if you're a carpet shark, you're going to eat some crabs.
Hell yeah. That's solid. That is solid. Human interactions. Epaulette sharks are harmless to humans, though if handled, they may nip at their captors.
So they love getting poked because they love biting them little thingies?
They are easily observed and handled by beachgoers as they move slowly whilst out of water.
I've said this.
They show little fear of humans. The shark is often injured by these encounters, though. Citation needed, though.
Get that citation in there. You can't just say that. You can't be, oh, yeah, people just pick these bad boys up and they snap their fins off like Lego heads or whatever.
The species adapts readily to captivity. They're on display in many public aquariums. In an article for Aquarium Fish magazine, Scott W. Michael referred to the epaulet shark as, quote, the best shark for the home aquarium.
So I'm convinced. I mean, look, if Michael W. Scott thinks it. No, Scott W.
Scott
Michael.
W. Michael. Yeah.
Not
Michael Scott.
Not from The Office.
No. And that's actually Michael Gary Scott, but that's neither here nor there. So, I don't know, man. We didn't win, but I do think there's a strong case for a tie.
We got some good deets in there. And the fact that we're working with literally have never heard of this shark before, that's got to count for something.
Yeah, I'm going to call it a tie, man.
I'll take a tie.
It feels like a tie.
These numbers mean nothing to me.
That's not true. You knew if we were losing, you'd be upset about it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't care if we're tied or winning. I care a lot when we're not winning.
So that brings the score 21-21 to 11. Still no one wants to leap ahead here. Not us, not Wikipedia.
I mean, we want to.
We're just not performing. Just
blowing it week after week.
Hey, let's do that thing where when we actually do an article, we talk about if we had to leave like a joke, fake fact on this page, what would it be?
You didn't seem to like it, but can it be that when they do the no oxygen titable thing, it's a sex thing?
Sure.
Nice.
I like it as a fake fact.
Yeah, because they're horny.
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, thanks, Connor. Really appreciate the topic suggestion. It was a good one.
I would bet any amount of money that Connor knows more about these sharks than we do.
Yeah.
Even now, after reading the Wikipedia page.
Oh, for sure.
Probably got some hard shark facts. Dude loves sharks.
Yeah.
They're his buckaroo bonsai.